director for the University of Wyoming, Tom Berman, on the phone. Mr. Berman, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Mr. Berman, thank you very much for taking some time out of your day. We know you have a busy schedule, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes for us.
No problem. Thank you.
First thing I want to talk about is, you know, we spoke last year, and you talked about how you wanted Wyoming to be a leader in the whole COVID thing, and I think you guys did a phenomenal job at that, and the athletes didn't lose any events because of Wyoming kids being unprepared or being tested positive. So it's got to be just a huge weight lifted off the program and the university in general to go into things and be thinking, okay, we've got a normal season again.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable relief, and I'm talking about coaches, athletes, administrators are just so excited to get going, and you know, it's a lot of fun. It's exciting. It's why we get into the business. We love game day, and game day appears that it's going to be normal, which is really exciting. We're thrilled.
Well, not just normal, it looks like, for those involved as far as players and coaches and athletes, but sounds like fan attendance is expected to be full capacity at War Memorial this fall.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep, that's the plan right now, and our ticket sales are going really well, and you know, we are pushing people to get vaccinated. Obviously, that some people view that as a political agenda, but we just don't want any hiccups. And obviously, so we really are working hard to get all of our kids and all of our staff vaccinated. And most of our fan base is realizing they're going to come together in War Memorial Stadium and pregame events and tailgates. It's probably in their best interest to do the same. So that's going well, and we are we are planning as if everything will be normal, and we are thrilled to be doing so.
What's got to be kind of heartening for you is to see those numbers for season tickets, because in 2019, obviously that stadium was pretty darn full.
There was
some great games that happened there, and some really cool experiences with, of course, the win over Missouri. You had that the tribute to the young man who wasn't able to come out, and some things like that. And then last year, just so to me, it feels like you as an AD got to be sitting in your office going, okay, this looks like we didn't miss out on any of the momentum from 2019.
That's right, and I was very worried about that, Dahl. It was you know, you don't know what's going to happen when people take a year off. They get in different habits. They start doing different things. And you just worry. But it appears that people are just dying. Well, I'd say it's more than appears. I mean, we are doing special events around the state right now, golf outings and fundraisers. And we had an event last night in Casper that got rained out because of the weather. But our interest and our attendance at these events is better than it's ever been. Our spring game was by far the most attended spring game in our history. So there's a pent-up demand to come watch the Cowboys, and I think people think we're going to be really good, which that always adds to it. If people believe you're going to be good and then you deliver, it leads to a special year.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. And it sounds like those that can't attend at War Memorial, a lot of people are going to be able to watch quite a few of these games. Tell us about the TV structure with this year. This seems like, 10 out of 12 games? Schedules.
Yeah, right now there's 10 out of 12 that have been announced as on Fox and CBS and Stadium and the like, and so there's an opportunity for our fans to watch the Cowboys, but we really implore, beg, hope they come to War Memorial Stadium, because that's what drives the energy in the building and the venue and gives us our best chance to win. But yeah, we're going to have a lot of games on TV, which is great for everybody, and the best part of it is, for the first time in a long, long time, we're going to have 5 afternoon games. And that's more by luck than somebody said to me the other day. Said, "Hey, great job on the game times." We don't have anything to do with it, so we don't want to take credit for it, because we're also not going to take the blame when we have 5 night games. So, but we are fortunate this year in that we have 5 afternoon games. It gives people a chance to drive down the day of and drive home that night, and I know people love that.
Well, I know something that's been talked about just briefly, but will obviously get a lot more airplay in the coming weeks, is the home opener against Montana State. Obviously, it's the home opener. You get COVID, but you've also got a very familiar face going to be coaching the Montana State Bobcats. on the other side in Brent Vegan, and he's got to know what he's walking into and the anticipation as well. What do you anticipate happening there as far as just an electricity for that game and what might transpire?
Well, two things I would say. The Bobcats are really good, and they got a lot of talent. And I think Coach Vegan will do a wonderful job as a head coach. I will root for him every week except for one, and I hope that on that one week we just beat the snot out of him. And I expect us to do that, and I think it'll be I would imagine Coach Bull and Coach Vegan, if they could rewrite the script, they wouldn't play each other in first week. But that's hard to do. You know, those two guys have coached together for the majority of their professional lives. So, and in Vegan's case, all of it. In Craig's case, a lot of it. So they're very close, and it will be a very emotional day for both. And I'm sure Craig will be very proud of Coach Vegan. But I can guarantee you, the last thing he wants to do is give him any rope. That's just not in the competitive spirit of those guys.
University of Wyoming Activities Director Tom Berman joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Let's talk more about the national landscape of college athletics and the impact it has at the University of Wyoming. Your thoughts on discussions of expanding the playoffs, going from four teams to 12 teams. What do you think there, Mr. Berman?
Well, I would say this. I think discussion of the playoffs are warranted, whether it's 8 or 12 at this point, I think is a really good thing. We got to drill down into that to decide if college football is a wonderful, wonderful game, and it besides the NFL, I believe it's the most popular sport out there. And so, but in my view, we kind of hit a hiccup here with the playoff, in that really it's basically the same three teams and then one additional spot on that fourth spot, because if you look at it historically, it's Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson. And who's going to get that other four spot? Well, that's not enough to keep people's interest long term. It needs to engage more fan bases around the country. And so by going to 8 or 12, you're going to have teams are going to be playing week 8, 9, 10, 11, and they're still going to have hope. Right now, if you lose in week 1 and you're in the ACC and you still have to play Clemson, you're done. And that's not good. That's not healthy. And I think one of the things that makes the NCAA basketball tournament that opening weekend so special is those upsets. Harder to get an upset in college football. It is more difficult. But every once in a while, Appalachian State beats Michigan. And if we can get a group of five team a guaranteed spot, and the way it's structured right now is there to be six conference champions that would get in. That would basically guarantee one of the group of five members their champion access. Someday that team from the Mountain West, whether it be Wyoming or the team from the American being Houston, is going to beat Ohio State or Clemson. And when that happens, I think that's good for college football.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The other thing I wanted to touch on, Mr. Berman, is the recent ruling with the Supreme Court as it pertains to the NCAA and player compensation. Of course, Wyoming is a unique animal. It's the only four-year university in the state, and obviously people latch onto it. What type of impact or effect do you potentially see from that ruling as it pertains to Wyoming specifically?
To Wyoming in the short term, I don't see dramatic changes. There's two issues here. Think of it as two buckets. The Supreme Court, as of right now, ruled last week unanimously that the NCAA cannot restrict student athletes' ability to generate revenue, but it has to be tethered to education. So that one is different than the NLI. So that ruling has to do with a university, if it wanted to, could offer graduate school to a student athlete. It could offer summer internships. It could offer study abroad programming. And right now, those are all not allowed unless they're, how would I phrase this, unless it's part of the structure that's already been developed. But you can't use it as a recruiting inducement. I don't see us getting in that business. That's going to get extremely expensive. But time will tell as we move through it. Then the other piece is on July 1st, you're going to see many states seven or eight right now have laws on the books that restrict the NCAA's ability to limit a player's ability to make money on name, image, and likeness. Starting July 1st, there's going to be a change in the landscape. Right now, a student athlete cannot get compensated for their name, image, likeness, but that'll change July 1st. That's going to change how we do things a little bit. It's pretty complicated. It sounds simple, but if a business entity in Cheyenne or Casper or Afton Star Valley wants to partner with Sean Chambers, Sean's going to have to go through a few hoops with us, but it's not difficult. And then he'll be able to do that if he so chooses. Now, he'll have to pay taxes on it. He may have to create his own LLC, but he can do that. And we're just trying to understand that landscape right now, because that is very different than anything we've operated under.
Well, Mr. Berman, we could pick your brain on this kind of stuff all day.
It wouldn't take long, because that's about all I got. So you don't ask any more questions.
Well, we're out of time anyway, so I guess we'll go with that. But we certainly do appreciate your time and your insight. And hey, we're looking forward to some fall sports.
I am too. Appreciate you guys. I hope let's also root for no fires this year. I don't know what it's like over there in western Wyoming, but there's some pretty dry spots around Wyoming, so let's hope that we don't have any.
Well said. That's Mr. Tom Berman, Activities Director for the University of Wyoming. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming's Sports Friday.